This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We do not want you part of the problem, seriously. And the way you become part of the problem is you run around speaking ignorant things all over the place. That's how you become part of the problem. And you're not going to do that anymore, right? Right. Okay, good. Glad to hear it. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. God, there's so much going on. First off, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can, you know, you're ordering your doggy bed, your slippers, your pillows, your whatever you're ordering, and the bottom line with it is, why don't we feed somebody who really cares about you? Right? I mean, really. Feed somebody, Mike Lindell, he's helping me out, he's helping others out like me, he's helping conservatives out all over the place. And here, you're not just giving money, because I know some of you really are adverse to giving money, and some of you are regular givers every month. Thank you so much, by the way. God bless you. Thank you for helping out. You understand, you appreciate what it takes to make this happen. And it is it is a lot of work, man, I'll tell you what. So I do appreciate it. I enjoy doing it. I don't enjoy the stories I talk about, but I do enjoy doing it. And I appreciate your support. You know, whether it's $5, $10, $3, $2, whatever it is, just the mere fact that you're taking the time to give me one, you know, a few of your coffee bucks, if you would, it's a big deal to me. And from a heartfelt standpoint, thank you. I do appreciate it. All right. All right, enough of that stuff. That gooey stuff. Let's move on. A lot of things I want to hit on. You know, just when you think that God bless Texas, and Texas is great, and Texas is that. You know, a buddy of mine told me, we're sending too many people there. Right? We're sending too many people there from California. It's really screwing things up. The left, you know, I always say the same thing, it's so true. They're like locusts. They go into these places, they eat them up, they just take all the resources, all the stuff that was good and pure and what made that community a place that they wanted to move to, they decide we don't need it anymore because they have arrived. And then they kill it. The Bible ban in Dallas-Fort Worth Metro is part of a new Keller Independent School District Board of Trustees policy. It removes any books that have been challenged in the last year. Gee, that's so. If truly it is purely any book that's being challenged, well, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know what to do, people. Jennifer Price, the district's executive director of curriculum and instruction, sent an email to the principals. She said, by the end of today, I need all these books pulled from the library. Oh, and classrooms. Once this has been completed, please email me a confirmation. We need to ensure the action is taken by the end of the day. Now, the band material, which included adaptations of Anne Frank's diary.
Ooh.
We don't want that in there at all. I wonder why they'll pull that. Right? The Bible, in any variation, you know, because it's already been approved, the Bible's literature is fine to teach and have. The Perry complained about the Bible in November, withdrew their complaint in December, according to the list. This comes after Texas Education Agency opened an investigation in the district for sexually explicit books available to children. Oh, the Bible is now sexually explicit. Got it. Okay. Right. It has violence in it. It has all kinds of... It has religion in it. Jeez, can't have that. Now, I told you this was going to happen. I've been telling you guys this for years. Actually, this is shortly after the show started. And I started seeing things being pulled together, right? The safe spaces and all this other stuff. How white people are bad. I mean, guys, this is not going to end well. It's not going to be good. This is not about banning books. It's about this is about age-appropriate material. I'm stunned. Why are we talking about what's going on at Berkeley? In Brooklyn? Right? This is where this should be happening. This is where we should be going, oh, yeah, well, you got to figure that's going to happen there. Right? Crazy. By the way, let me tell you, I started and I never finished it. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code is Joe right now. I think he's giving you like between 60 and 70% off all products. All right? Now, another email sent on Tuesday to the associate superintendent. It told school officials books that meet the new guidelines will be returned to libraries as soon as it's confirmed that they comply. We're going as fast as we can. It's just amazing. I mean, banning books. Hello? Where'd that happen? They get in our case, because we want to ban books, they're banning books. That's okay. Come on, you know that's true. But when we do it, when we don't want a book in there, all of a sudden it's a whole different program, isn't it? Whole different whatever. Right? 855 Real Joe. Unreal. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Hey, look, it never stops. It's another crazy one. In Minneapolis, they're going to rename Patrick Henry High School. Don't know why, though. We'll find out when you come back. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it's sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come on! One more time around the desk. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Always crazy stuff going on, and that's why I love to talk about the show. I mean, really, the stories that you're not paying attention to, the ones that, you know, everything else is kind of overshadowing, right? But there's so much more going on that you need to keep track of. I got to tell you, I got to give kudos to some of the parents in my community. As we've been telling people, go check it out for yourself. Have your kids go check things out. Have them go to the library at the school, the local library in the community. Make sure that some of the things that are not age-appropriate for them aren't being given to them. Step up, call it out, and don't worry about who calls you what name, how, and why. Right? It's just wrong. And yet, nobody seems to care until it actually gets in their face. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Back to Minneapolis. Is it renamed Patrick Henry High School? I don't know. Henry was one of our founders. See, the idea is to get rid of all the founding fathers. Get rid of them all. Make sure their names aren't uttered anymore. And you want to love the people that are doing all this. Wouldn't you love to look at them and say, okay, so you reached perfection when? When did this happen? They're hypocrites, really. They know what they're doing. Destroy the family. Destroy the foundation of the country. And what do you got left? Not much, huh? Anyway. So, anyhow, Henry was one of our founding fathers. He famously declared, give me liberty, give me death. Oh, but he owned slaves. He owned slaves in the day. And again, when you say something like that, right? When you say so-and-so owned slaves or so-and-so had slaves, the first thing you think of is the whipping and the beating and, you know, all the negatives. And not that there's any positives to go along with, don't get me wrong. But our minds just go to the worst-case scenario. Now, from a biblical perspective, slaves are supposed to be treated like family, believe it or not. That's a story and a teaching for another day. But the Minneapolis School Board seems to think that that makes our founding fathers evil monsters. And they want to erase and change history. Look, you can take their names down all you want. You wouldn't have the right to do what you do. You wouldn't have the ability to say what you say. You wouldn't have the ability to fight the way you fight without those slave owners giving you those rights. So if you really had integrity, if you really were honest, you'd give up all the rights that they gave you and you'd go back and try to make them on your own, try to redo it all on your own now because, you know, those guys are so bad, so terrible, so mean, aren't they? Why would you take anything they gave you as real? Seriously. It's just amazing to me. The hypocrisy is just amazing. Now, heaven helped a child for taking a school named after a man who put his life on the line so that we could have a free nation. And I know, it's not free for everybody. No, it wasn't. You're right. A more perfect union. Consistently work at making ourselves better. Those old white slave owners, you know, they gave you the ability to change the Constitution. Most young people don't know this. But the school being predominantly African-American students in a predominantly African-American neighborhood, they should have to come to school every day and see. And you know how many of those kids would know who Patrick had? I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Know who he was and that he owned slaves. Right? It is a true effort to erase our country's history. Right? So what they could do is leave the name and do what I always say. Let's teach the kids real history. Right? Not about how nasty these people were, so we had to remove them. But this is a systematic disassembling of our foundations. The history of an imperfect union, striving for more perfection. That's what they wanted. Read their letters to each other. Read the papers of the day, which were still a little twisted, but they're not going to stop until they completely turn our nation's history, put it in the tank, shoved it down the garbage, and we'll have absolutely nothing to look back on. I keep telling you guys, you need to push back and fight back on this. This garbage has got to stop. For my Democrat friends who say there's no such thing as voter fraud, guess what? Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, it's in more places than this, but he is going after it hot and heavy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says 20 have been charged with voter fraud. At least 20. Probably more by the time he gets done. He said 20 people who've been disqualified from voting because of felony convictions are now facing voter fraud. He made the announcement in Broward County Courthouse in Fort Lauderdale. Now, DeSantis said that those who charged with voter fraud were from South Florida, had been convicted of murder or sexual assault, which would prohibit them from voting. Just really that simple. The identifies the identities of those charged were not put out there. If they're convicted, they can face up to 5 years in prison again. Right? Isn't that great? The arrest marks some of the first actions taken by Florida Office of Election Crimes. Good, go for it. Make it happen. Crack down on voter fraud. Show the other states how to do it. Here you got a governor who really wants to govern, really wants to bring people back in line with the law. And if the law is bad or wrong, then change it. Right? Under the law, penalties are increased for ballot harvesting from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony. Law also requires Florida Department of State to strengthen ID requirements for mail-in ballots. Requires voter rolls to be checked every year for ineligible voters. Prevents election supervisors from receiving so-called Zuckerbucks. Thank God somebody's paying attention. And moving on it. You know, if we would just get a little nastier, really, if we worked like they did, we'd have them. I mean, right? Anyhow. All right, the Biden administration, or Biden's climate official, has been sanctioned by the National Academy of Sciences. No, not for putting out misinformation. That'd be too easy. No, for ethics violations. For the violations that occurred before she joined the Biden administration, but doesn't somebody vet these people? Really? She's been barred from the NES programs for 5 years now. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read the script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organization, Deanna Shulman, says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Who doesn't like shorts? Let me see. Come see your host. It's always a pleasure to host, huh? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. How's that? That's my favorite one. You guys know that, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you do have to get involved. You do have to get engaged. Right? It's really that simple. That way you get informed, you can push back, you know who to speak to, you know how to speak to. Right? Okay. Where was I? Let me get back to where I was. Because I, you know what, I don't want to get too far off. I'll go down the road and I won't come back. Oh yeah. One of Biden's climate officials has been sanctioned by the National Academy of Sciences because of her ethics violation. And they've actually banned her for 5 years from being involved with them. So she's been barred, excuse me, for any of their programs for 5 years. Now, they said the violation stemmed from when she edited a paper in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal that included her brother-in-law as an author. The paper was retracted last fall, but the NES said it was not based on the most recent available data and included personal relations between the author and someone else in the system. She said, I accept these sanctions for my error in judgment. No, you knew what you were doing. Why is it that an out-and-out lie is an error in judgment? I mean, the research was authored by some of the people around her. She basically stole it. And she used it for her and her brother. She was a marine scientist before joining Biden's team. She voiced her concerns, Republicans voiced their concerns about her involvement in the paper. And it was a clear disregard for the rules meant to prevent conflicts of interest in publishing peer-reviewed studies. Does anything even get peer-reviewed? Do you really believe the CDC would have put out half of what they put out if everything was truly a peer. I just deal with me. I don't speak well anyway. If everything was actually peer-reviewed. I'm not so sure. That's just me. What do I know? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Because if you're not part of the solution, what are you? Come on, everybody, same time. I'll say it at the same time. If you're not part of the solution, you are simply part of the problem, are you not? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let's move on to some new stuff. What is that? The former, you know, it's about time these people start speaking up. And I said this during the Obama administration. I said that what would happen is some of these generals, some of these military people that really truly love the country more than they do their job, love what they do, don't get me wrong, love their job, they would finally start to come forward. And remember, I kept telling you, look at the cracks in the dam. There are people coming forward. There are people speaking out about what's happening in the military. That's how we found out a lot of what was happening in the military. And now you're having the same thing happen with the CDC. Former CDC director says it'll take years to shift away from the academic culture that tarnished the agency. Years. Come on, we've been saying that for so long. We keep talking about how bad the CDC information was, how it wasn't checked. Right? God bless. Former Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield, he told a local news source that while he supports planned reset, it will likely take years to eradicate the academic culture that's been tarnished by the CDC. Right? CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she announced in a statement Wednesday that they are planning to restructure the organization following national criticism over its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Reinfeldt, who served as CDC Director from 2018 until last year, she applauded the self-recognition of his successor during an interview. You know, are they real, though? Will they really make changes? How much pressure were they really getting to do this? And it's come to the pressure for the good of politics, or to get their paycheck, do I really want them involved in anything? I mean, that's true sacrifice, true integrity. It's telling the truth no matter how much it hurts you. Telling the truth no matter what kind of effect it's going to have on you, your money, your livelihood, maybe even your life. Are you a person of integrity? When the push is on, when the heat's on, are you willing to tell the truth? It's an important step that she's taking, Redfield said. The challenge is over 75 years the CDC has been in existence. It's sort of dwarfed from its original mission. No, duh, Rudy. He believes it's gone from its original mission as a public health response group to sort of an academic institution. She said the resetting the culture of the agency, it's going to be tough. But it's like that with everything, the FBI, the DOJ. It's going to be tough. By the way, somebody brought to my attention, because I'm not a brain surgeon, which I agree with today. You know that we were really never supposed to have a national police. Right? Now, I don't know what it looks like to help from state to state under normal circumstances. But we were never meant to have a national police force. And it goes back to the days of Teddy Roosevelt. He pushed for one. He was falling into this progressivism stuff. And they turned him down for that reason. It's not in the Constitution. We don't have a right as a federal government to have a federal police force. And there were only certain things that they were supposed to, you know, get behind. There was only certain things that they were supposed to push and be part of. And he knew it. You got to give him credit. I mean, I got to give him credit anyway. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The CDC, for all intents and purposes, has become another political arm of the government. Whoever's in charge is who's directing. It was never meant to be that. None of these were ever meant to be. So when you have the FBI, when you have this, the Department of Justice as a whole, when you have these groups, it's way too much power. And we've gotten away from being Americans. We've gotten away from being citizens of the U.S. We're now citizens of the Democrat Party. We're now citizens of... We have our people do the same thing. It's wrong. You should be an American citizen first. Period. I'm not going to go any... You need to be an American citizen first. That's how it works. Redfield also called on Congress to work with the agency through the transition. Right? I wouldn't want Congress involved. I would find a way to make these guys, or to have an independent... every time I open my mouth and start to say things I think are smart, I realize how stupid it is. How can you put an independent commission together? Right now, people are so polarized. I'm not so sure you can have one. Now, the agency hasn't been supported to the degree it should be, they say. I don't know. I've not gotten that deep into it. But I love the idea of a reset. I love the idea of going back to making sure that these guys are for the health of the country. Put up the alarms. Don't give them the power to shut things down. They shouldn't have that. They should have the power to make suggestions. If Congress wants to shut us down, if Congress wants to make a rule to do certain things, they can do that. CDC shouldn't be able to do that. None at all. Ever. Really, really, really too bad. Hey, on this day, in 1920, the 19th Amendment is ratified. August 18th. Right? Granted women the right to vote. And I would admonish you to go look and find out who made that happen. Just saying. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, I'm here to protect you.
No, I really like it. That's a fight song, right? That was actually, I think that was that Don Rickles kind of theme. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation means you're part of the solution. Right? Doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much to make a difference. It really doesn't take much to show that you got a clue. All right. Back at it again, because I love these stories. The left so much forgets. On this day, in August 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment is ratified. It granted women the right to vote. And I wish our kids knew what amendments were. That would be so cool. Right? Don't you think so? It's considered one of the great landmarks of the fight for gender equality. Now, the amendment was often called the Susan B. Anthony Amendment. So the renowned suffragist who just beat her brains out to make this happen, she wouldn't give up. She kept pounding away at it. That's what I keep telling you guys. Keep pounding away at it. Right? From the earliest history of the country, women have shown equal devotion to man to because of freedom and has stood firmly by his side in defense. This is what Anthony wrote. So, put down your rocks. I know people are going, what? Is he really saying that? She wrote this in her Declaration of Rights for Woman. Women's well thought and labor have cemented stories of every monument, right? Women in the U.S. first gained the right to vote in Wyoming Territory in 1869 after another half century. 50 years later, it was a nationwide effort to make the same thing happen. Republicans swept to victory. They captured both houses of Congress in November. And then what did they do? Because the Dems wouldn't do it? They pushed it out there. And they got it passed. They pushed it out there. They brought it to the table. They made it happen. But women have forgot that. Right? I just think it's hilarious. A young Tennessee legislature and suffrage opponent, Harry Byrne, he was 24 at the time, he reconsidered his position on the issue after receiving a warning from his mom. God bless America. Yeah, well, I told you, the women have all the power. The Senate voted convincingly to ratify, but the House failed to do so twice by two state votes, 48-48. And just as the third vote was set to begin, Byrne received a letter from his mom. She said, in part, hurry up and vote for suffrage and don't keep them in doubt. I've been watching to see how you stood, but you have not seen anything yet. Don't forget to be a good boy. I mean, how do you say no to that? I'm sorry, Mom. I disobeyed you. I don't know what to tell you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I got Ken from Massachusetts on the line. Ken, thanks for calling.
I want to do a little parody real quick. It's always a pleasure you having me on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. I've been smoking. To God, you want to know. You know the other's good, but the other one's better. I'm too messed up to write this letter. Obviously, I had to censor stuff because you know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful.
I figured I know. That's why. I did a good job, right?
Yes, you did. I won't get fined, and that's always good.
All right. Beautiful.
All right. Great.
Yeah, yes. I figured I'd bring a little flashback from the 80s. Yeah, I figured I'd bring a little flashback
from the 80s.
From the 80s.
Yeah. God. Yeah, I go back further than that, but we're good, you know? So anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny that people have forgotten, you know, Ken, that it was Republicans that pushed for women to have the right to vote. The Republicans that actually made it happen. And yet, today, the mantra is that Republicans belittle women. Don't you find that really interesting?
You know, I thought we were all equalified. You know, I thought we were all equal. And in this country that we're in, you know, women could vote. You know, people of different backgrounds can vote. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from. You know, blue, green, gray, white, whatever you are, you know.
Yeah.
We could all do the same thing without poisoning our children. Everything but poisoning our children, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to live certain, yeah, hey, you want to live certain lifestyles, that's you, you know. But don't, the kids, leave the kids alone. It's like Pink Floyd, right? Doesn't Pink Floyd leave the children alone? But you know another thing,
or you
too?
Going back.
That's your stuff, though, now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see, I'm into both of them. I go 70s, 80s, you know. I go even 90s. You know, even the current stuff, too. But, listen, men's rights. You know, there was a movement before, you know, the C-19 and everything. And men's rights was picking up in the U.K., about how men were getting demasculated trying to fight for their children in the courtroom. And that seems like it's been put on the back burner, and all this pride stuff is put on the front burner, the critical race theory. You know, what I believe, Joe, is that there's good people and there's bad people. There's evil people and there's good people. And that's it. That's the way I see people. People could see people for what, you know, other things, that's on them, but for me, I see people for who they are. I judge the character, not the person.
Yeah, that's the way you should do it.
But,
yep.
Yeah, but this men's rights and about, you know, emasculating the male, you know, soying up the male, you know, soybeaning up the male. You know, it's getting old, man. We need them real men, you know, Joe. The ones that founded this country, the ones that built the country, the ones that built the skyscrapers, you know. You had a very good gentleman on. He was talking about the charter schools and how the lack. Yeah, that was beautiful. I showed that to some family members, and they loved that. You know, that's important, and I'm really glad you had that guest on, because what he taught was, doesn't matter what background, like I said, I got to remind people, because people forget, like you said.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what background, a trade is so important. It gives you sort of a survival skill. You know, like you said, the plumbing, I didn't think of it, the pressure. You got to know pressure, you got to know physics, you got to know that pulls, that pushes, you know. When I went into a trade school, we used to have that pulley test. You remember that pulley test?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I actually do. But see, you bring up a good point. It's like so many parents wanted their kids to go to college at any cost for any reason because all the other jobs became, I don't know, dirty somehow. But look, there were plenty of kids that I grew up with whose dads were plumbers, carpenters, electricians, and they were fine. They loved their life. They had a great life. And those kids, some of the kids went on to college. Some kids went on to take over daddy's business after a while. But we made that dirty for a long period of time, didn't we?
Yeah, and then you know what? It's funny that you say dirty. I like that because then I used to watch that series, Mike Rowe, with Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He got it right. He was really good with, you know, women were doing it, guys were doing it, his and hers, her and his. You know, they were all doing it, and didn't matter as long as the people were doing the job and learning that skill because it is needing, and to me, it's an art. You know, you call it a trade. I call it, it's not for them because you got to look at things and, you know, people up here and around here, you know the area, that we got to look at things. We got to look at, okay, how are we going to do? Okay, that's a little cracked there. We got to fabricate that. We got to adjust that. Yeah. Okay, we got to use this material. We got to use that. So you got to think on your feet. You got to know how to fabricate, you know. Not, people say, oh, well, you're hacking, you're rigging it up. No, we're making it from basic. Building it from scratch. We got to do the job from scratch. And
you're using common sense to look at something and go, you know what, that doesn't quite right. That's not going to come out right. We really need to do this. So, yeah, it's a whole, it's not just turning a wrench. I'm on board with you with that. So, Ken, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yep. You know, he's so right from a standpoint that we don't value or didn't value. I'm hoping that's changing. You know, when you think about all these things that you have to do, what you have to learn, even a plumber. all right, plumbers, don't send me emails. I'm not putting you down. But, I mean, even a plumber who's sweating pipes together has to understand, you know, how that all comes together, how copper works. And you know, there's so many things I can get into with you. I won't. But they have to understand. But go a little further with this. If they're working on their own, if they're starting their own business, if they're branching out, they have to have some basics in economics. They have to understand that when they order parts and pieces, they've got money out, how to charge for those parts, how to charge for the labor, what it costs them. You know, I love these people, being self-employed for a long time, I love these people who go, what? All you're doing is putting in the sink drain. Well, I'll tell you what, Frankie, you put it in and call me after you struggle with it for 6 hours and I'll get it done in 30 minutes. Because I've been doing it for so long. You're not paying me for the actual time I'm here to a degree. You're paying me for my experience, for my expertise, so I don't have to come back, so you don't have water all over the floor. Right? I mean, we have forgotten that. Carpenters, when we used to have real, not that we don't have any, but not like it used to be. But when you have real finished carpenters, and they charge you what you perceive to be an exorbitant amount of money for railing for your stairway, you know, handmade. Anything along those lines, you're paying for their expertise. You're paying for craftsmanship. Somebody was talking to me about gardeners. Do we really have gardeners or do we just have lawnmower people? Anyway, Joe Mesita, your host. God bless. If you got to leave, too bad. You can always catch us on JoeMesita.com. Otherwise, another hour with me after the break.